Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
As the House debated its budget recently, Representative Carl Horn defended the crippling reductions to the criminal justice system, saying that good programs were unfunded because lawmakers needed, quote, to put North Carolina on a sound fiscal basis. In other words, the budget shortfall made them do it. But it's just not true. The budget is simply a list of choices, and Republicans could have decided instead to leave the 2009 temporary taxes on the books for two more years and avoid cutting off mental health services, firing 8,700 teacher assistants in public schools, and 3,200 faculty and staff in the university system. House Minority Leader Joe Hackney said that the people of North Carolina don't support those draconian cuts, and the polls show he's right. The Carolina Issues poll released by NC Policy Watch finds that 66% of voters would rather leave taxes at current levels than fire the teacher assistants. Same for university personnel or slashing the Department of Environment and Natural Resources by 25%. The people get it. The Republicans clearly don't. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.